Chapter 2. Truths and Myths About Cardiovascular Risk Factors. Cardiovascular risk factors accurately predict your chance for a heart attack or a stroke 80% of the time. For the 20% of people who have a heart attack without any warning, risk factors are not very good predictors. However, I'm simply unwilling to dismiss the fact that 20% of people are at risk without knowing it. So, in my clinic, I look at the functional health of the cardiovascular tree to identify those people whose classic risk factors are not setting off an alarm. I look at arterial age in men over 40 and women over 50 using carotid IMT testing, which assesses the thickness and measures other qualities of plaque, something I'll cover in much more detail in Chapter 3. I also check aerobic fitness markers to ensure we don't overlook someone who is, in fact, at very high risk for a cardiovascular event. As you will see, I go beyond standard measures and focus more on lifestyle-related factors, because I have discovered that, as scientific research refines our knowledge, some of the commonly accepted risks are actually misleading or don't tell the whole story. Myths about your risk of heart disease. There are far too many myths about your risk of developing heart disease. None are true, as you will discover in this chapter. The following myths are those I've heard most often from my patients. High cholesterol is the leading cause of heart disease. If your HDL is normal, or if your total cholesterol over HDL ratio is good, you are always protected from heart disease. The amount of cholesterol in your food determines your blood cholesterol level. Moderate egg consumption causes your cholesterol level to jump. Eating shrimp also increases your cholesterol levels. LDL cholesterol is your enemy and should be as low as possible. A high body mass index, or BMI, a formula based on dividing your weight by your height, as explained in Appendix 1, the body mass index chart, is a major risk factor for heart disease. Once you start medications for high blood pressure or high cholesterol, you will need to take them the rest of your life. Your family history determines if you are at high or